Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look.
You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy is back in the building, and we here on another Sunday. And listen, man, super excited. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Spent a lot of time with my mom this weekend. You know, took some time out of my busy schedule to show mom some love. I hope all y'all did the same for y'all moms, and I hope y'all moms had y'all kids do the same for y'all family, husband, whatever, all right? But just because it's Mother's Day don't mean we ain't still about to get this cooking in. And we ain't talking about no Mother's Day cooking.
What?
We are talking about some Big Back cooking.
What?
And if it is your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button. You probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with shades on a Sunday and a tank top. What's up with him on Mother's Day? He ain't spending time with his mother and he doing a corny podcast. Well, I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're looking for science and straight education and strength and conditioning and nutrition and macronutrients strictly, this ain't the podcast for you. Do we talk about this here? Absolutely. But we talk about that real too. We talk about the culture. We talk about the mindsets. We talk about the big back decisions. So if that's too much for you, get off the podcast. If you support big back trainers, get off the podcast. If you support body positivity, get off the podcast. If you support big black statues, big back black statues in Times Square of black women, get off the podcast. If you are a returner, we ask that you hit the like button. And if you playback gang, shout out to the playback gang. Y'all keep the show going. Make sure y'all hit the like button as well. And listen, before I start the show, listen, haters, I understand that y'all are big backs. But stop coming to my page making excuses for other big backs. Talking about life happens. Life happens to everybody. That don't mean you let your back get out of order.
Big back activity.
That don't mean you let your workouts go to shit.
Big back activity.
That don't mean you don't be active at all.
Big back activity.
Life hits everybody. It hits people in the gym as well. We got to keep this thing going. Anyway, let's get in the comments because we got a hell of a show today. Wicked Scorpion, what's going on? Michael Hawkins, what's going on? Andy and Dolly, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Coach Pope Fitness, welcome back to
welcome
the show.
Welcome to the show.
Seth, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Stephanie in the building, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Me and Stephanie about to make these big back trainers mad. We got another transformation on the way. Stay tuned. Joe Thomas, what up? Tasha, what's going on?
Welcome to the show.
If Darth Vader can't lift you, I don't recommend this podcast. Absolutely not. Get off the podcast.
Nope.
What's up, Pumpkin? We don't call trainers Pumpkin out of here.
Nope.
Listen. Oh, I got something for y'all. For the ninja that called me Pumpkin.
Nope.
I don't even want to tell y'all. What I'm working on right now, just wait. Y'all gonna love it. He messed with the wrong one. What's up, SAG? What up? Playback gang catching a live John KG. What's good, bruh? 215, that's Philly. Shout out to Philly. If you can't, if you out here calling men pumpkin, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, we got something for him. Well, stay tuned. This week, hopefully. Happy Mother's Day to the moms. Absolutely. L. Bentley and another one. Brown Baldy. What's going on? Hey, listen, man. Speaking of fat trainers, we got a fat UK British trainer. She said there's no such thing as a summer body.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
It's no such thing as a summer body. So let's see what this big back trainer got to say.
Big back activity.
And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get this podcast started.
I should be using anything like mine right now. You'll also be getting told left, right, and center that we've still got time.
Before we continue, I'm sorry right here. This right here, listen, trainers, female trainers, y'all got to be careful being built like that. This is borderline scamming, helping, getting women's money, helping them lose fat, and you're built like that. Let's start it over. Sorry, y'all, I had to.
If your social media is anything like mine right now, you'll also be getting told left, right, and center that we've still got time on our hands to reach that summer body we've apparently always dreamed of. But I want to remind you there's no such thing as a summer body. It was literally a term created by the weight loss industry to generate even more revenue out of our insecurities. And
how are you complaining about the fitness industry generating revenue when you out here scamming clients?
It's not going to stop anytime soon. By 2030, the weight loss market in the US alone is projected to be worth over $305 billion. So people constantly telling us that our bodies aren't good enough for a certain season is sadly not going anywhere. So please let this be your little reminder. Your body is completely fine as it is. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in, companies make a whole lot of money out of making us feel like crap. So from me to you, please remember you're already good enough and you never ever need to change your body for a specific season.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Hey, listen, y'all trainers got to cut the bullshit and stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Y'all out here talking about how the fitness industry is corrupt. The fitness industry came up with certain terms to, I guess, generate more revenue. When you the real scammer out here. A lot of y'all, like her, this girl here, I forgot her name, and James Coppola as trainers. Y'all out here trying to make people feel comfortable. Not help people get out of their comfort zone, right? Because at the end of the day, if you want to lose fat, if you want to change your lifestyle, you got to get out your comfort zone. Y'all so busy walking on eggshells with no backbone, big back.
Big back activity.
Y'all ain't got no backbone, but y'all got a big back.
Big back activity.
Y'all so busy walking on eggshells that y'all actually making the problem worse. Y'all are not helping anybody out here. Not long term, at least. Y'all focused on the wrong shit. This shit ain't easy. Ask anybody who made a change. Anybody who lost 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. This shit is a grind. Y'all sitting here selling fluff to people and wonder why they still fluffy. Y'all got to cut this soft shit out, bro. Listen, life, and I'm not trying to get on some motivational shit here. It's a motivational speech. But life ain't sweet, and neither is this weight loss shit. This is pitiful, right? And I keep telling y'all, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm coming up with a fitness test for y'all fat-ass trainers.
Big back activity.
And I'm going to get it accredited by the, what is it, damn, I can't think of the name right now. But I'm going to get that shit accredited, and I'm going to have y'all ass working out. And you got to be a certain body fat percentage to be a trainer. I don't care. At the end of the day, you are a leader, right? You're supposed to be making a change. You're supposed to be motivating. You're supposed to lead by example. And y'all big back ass trainers ain't leading by example.
Big back activity.
Y'all big back ass trainers is only going to Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Burger King.
It's Burger King.
And y'all eating more place at the barbecue than anybody else.
It's barbecue in there.
Y'all big back ass trainers are an embarrassment to the industry. And I don't care what education you got. You need to educate yourself on getting out your comfort zone and getting your ass to the gym. You need to educate yourself on doing some damn cardio. You need to educate yourself on getting yourself in the caloric deficit. I don't care. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments. Where we at on these comments, man? Bro, I just ate. My bad, brother.
Nope.
Well, you better get ready for the next video, too, because we got more of those. Those belly rolls look like vanilla ice cream.
Belly deli?
It's a couple ninjas in these comments would take her fat ass down. Absolutely. A couple ninjas.
Ninjas.
And you know her DM's full of ninjas.
Ninjas.
And you know it's ninjas validating her being a fat trainer.
Ninjas.
Baby, you ain't got to get in shape.
God damn.
Baby, you look good the way you are.
God damn.
You ain't got to be skinny. I like some meat on your bones.
God damn.
As ninjas. The British believe that Four Locos are energy drinks. Of course she's scamming people. I actually believe that shit. Happy Mother's Day, her stomach was melting.
Belly, belly.
British Becky looked like she'd been groomed into feederism.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism Facts. Is a kink, like a sexual kink.
I got two words for you. FY, what you mean? People like this are a detriment to society.
We do not care.
When we don't care about them. She pregnant with an entire lifetime of bad habits. She definitely selling marshmallow fluff. Definitely.
Belly, belly.
I thought she was pregnant.
My back pregnant.
In the words of Tune. Yeah. No, that's not where you use this, Mike Hawkins. That's not the one you use it on, man. You use that when it's some fine shit on the screen, man. The British have bad tea, so of course she's giving bad advice. What about a BBL surgery trainer? Yeah, we don't fool with those either. We address those here. I just haven't had any pop up on my timeline lately. A bunch of dusty black dudes that like to say, hey, yo, let me get some Newports, are the ones saying good morning, queen, to this woman. Her boat driver is Spider-Mo, probably. Just because her fupa baby.
Bitch, that become my fupa baby.
Wicked Scorpion, the video is proof, brother. Hey, yo. Hey, listen, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. We have this lady here, and she, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, or tell me if she's wrong, I should say. She says she has a healthy body. She says she has a healthy body.
Stop the cap.
She says she has a healthy body.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She says she has a healthy body.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Let's check it out. Hey, Michael Hawkins, you good, man?
God damn.
Let's see if this girl has a healthy body. Y'all have to let me know, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button. It says, sorry to trigger some of you, but yes, this is a healthy body. We are cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And I know she might be trolling.
Stop the cap.
And I know she could be doing it for views and engagement.
Stop the cap.
But this right here don't make no damn sense.
Stop the cap.
Because it's really people her size who believe that they're actually healthy.
Stop the cap.
It's people her size who think they don't have to work out. That working out ain't for everybody. And working out ain't the solution for them. And eating healthy ain't the solution for them.
Stop the cap.
But this is how delusional we are in America. Everything that's wrong, unfortunately, is accepted nowadays.
Stop the cap.
That gut is a sign of a poor lifestyle.
Belly, belly.
That gut is a sign of she's on her way to a stroke.
Belly, belly.
That gut is a sign she's on her way to heart disease, clogged arteries, hypertension. I said hypertension, but I'm going to say high blood pressure too, because that's the same thing. Listen, that's a sign of Thighs Rub Together University. That's a sign of CCU, Cottage Cheese University. But nah, this right here is insane. It's ridiculous, man. Social media need to start flagging these motherfuckers. It's getting crazy out here. I mean, we already have a problem on social media with women showing too much ass. But now we got a problem on social media of women showing too much big back ass. Who the hell want to see all of this?
Big back activity.
And black men?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's talk to black men real quick. Y'all ninjas are the reason, are part of the reason. I'm not going to put all the blame on black men. But y'all are a big reason why this shit right here happens.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
If these women wasn't getting no D.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They probably wouldn't be doing shit like this. But for some reason, which we've proved on this show 1,000 times, if it is your first time watching, black men be gassing these women up.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And I know y'all sliding in her DM and smashing on it too, behind the scenes. But that's what happens when you encourage obesity. Is it not a correlation that we encourage obesity so much? We have the highest obesity rates, and we got shit like this on social media. Is there no correlation there? But it's cooked out here, man. And these people in my comments attacking me, acting like I'm a bad guy. These the big back trainers, like the trainer we just watched, and James Coppola ass ninjas, they're the ones supporting women like this and encouraging them to stay like this and telling them that they don't have to change their body as long as they're a good mother.
Nope.
As long as they're a good person.
Nope.
They have emotional intelligence.
Nope.
And all this other bullshit. Motherfucker, I'm not congratulating you on being a decent human being. Motherfucker, you supposed to do that.
Nope.
You supposed to be a good parent and have emotional intelligence as an adult.
Nope.
Get your fat ass in the gym. This is ridiculous. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. This right here is getting crazy. Hella dope. Pillsbury Doughboy built ass. Another beluga whale that beached herself. Let's say a quick prayer for the beluga whale. Lord, we ask that you help these beluga whales. We ask that you help them find a gym membership, and find a personal trainer. We ask that you help them find a meal prep service. I got the meal prep service on this show. And we ask that you help them get active, get in a caloric deficit. Stop showing off their body on social media. Stop showing off that big belly on social media. Stop showing off them big back and them thick thighs and them thick ankles on social media. And help them get some common sense. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Jennifer, what up? Pillsbury in the flesh, shaking my head. Pillsbury Doughboy built ass. The amount of calories it takes to maintain that weight is outrageous. That is cellulite and that belly holding on for dear life. That belly look like it's as belly. What did I just walking into? Yuck. Motherfucker, what ain't shit healthy about this? For this very reason, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Damn, Mike Hawkins. Damn, Mike Hawkins.
Damn.
Legs rubbed together, university. I don't get this shit, bro. Why, what do the hell you hope to accomplish showing off a body that's so massive with hormone issues? It's unclear. And you know it ain't nothing but crust and nut butter hiding under them titties and under that gut. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Her stomach, thighs, arms, neck, and chins all chafing.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
I was contemplating going to the gym right now. This is confirmation. I need to go right now, and that's why we do this show.
Ninjas.
It's a ninja somewhere who don't play about her. Also, you can tell her coochie stink.
Ninjas.
Some ninjas don't care. Just call her fat in real life. That'll get her to lose weight. It should, but it don't always work like that. She has big people smell. Her spin is out of alignment also. If you look at her spin, her stomach is pulling her spine and she has extreme curvature. Health at every size, my ass. Absolutely. That's yeah, spine curvature is dangerous. Super dangerous. Not only do we get spine curvature naturally just from sitting our whole lives, adding that belly to it.
Belly?
Is just making it worse. These people setting themselves up for disaster, not just internally, but externally as well. Great point, Jennifer. She an example of what you wanted, of when you wanted her versus when she wants you. How many jumping jacks you think she can do in a row? Two.
Nope.
If you hitting a bit with a belly deli, don't watch the podcast. California heat is crazy. Her tattoos went from portrait to landscape. Some ninjas cracking her for a PS5 and tax money.
What?
Ninjas got to get their standards up. Even her tattoos fat, not thick, full heavyweight.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
If you call her fat, then you're fat phobic. I guess I'm fat phobic.
Nope.
I understand a person struggling to lose weight. This shit I don't get, bro. Not at all. And make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep this podcast going. All right, we got a lot of black people that make excuses for their weight gain.
The diet don't work for you the same.
They blame racism. They blame white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
They blame racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
They blame all type of things. But when it comes to black people, let's look at how we react to big back food.
Big back activity.
Let's check it out. And this the fellas right here.
All right, what we doing? We got some pasta. I can go for that. And some ribs. Big back. Oh, you just put the pasta right in the ribs. Okay, I can get with this. Okay, how fat is you trying to be? This type of fat. He's
admitting that he wants to get fat. He's drooling over some pasta on top of ribs.
You gonna put some more pasta in there? Nah, you got some waffle.
Adding a waffle fries then adding a honey mustard on top of it is ridiculous. And black people wonder why we the biggest backest race. Black people wonder why they look at us in other countries and other communities.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
And make a big black statue of black women.
You know, black people.
No, no.
And there's black women out here cool with it and accepting it.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Fries and some cheese big sauce. Big bag.
No grown man should be making that sound. Hold up. What sound was that? Hold up.
No Diddy, you know.
Black men getting too zesty now.
No Diddy, you know.
That's a little too zesty for me. What was that noise? Hold up.
He putting ribs all over that thing. All right, where this at? Where's this at? I'm down. I'm with it. I want to. How do I get my membership or my subscription or my visit or my?
These same black people will blame white people for having a big ass
residence. Oh my God! And whatever them green things is it chives and parsley? And you gonna stick the bone in that? That's mine. That's what I'm ordering. Wherever it's at. How much is that? This is a good one. I'm happy. When y'all send me good ones, I'm happy about it. I don't like the ones that.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. I mean, we even did a video a couple weeks ago where the Big Back food critic had people on his show. He had 1,000 people, live viewers, watching him try Big Back food.
Big Back activity.
It's ridiculous how this type of content, people bringing in revenue, people getting followers, they creating personal brands, they creating platforms, and we wonder why we so big. People have the nerve to say that the food doesn't matter.
Nope.
How many calories do y'all think that is?
Hold on. What we doing? We got some.
Hold on. How many calories do y'all think this pasta is? Then they added the fries on top of it with the sauce, and they served it together. This is at least 6,000 calories.
Nope.
And you know that's not the only thing they ate that day.
Nope.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's too easy to be a Big Back now.
Big Back activity.
Like, it's way easier to be a Big Back than it is to be fit, right? Of course, we still want you to enjoy your lives as a fit person. But you're going to have a hard time because you're going to deal with ninjas like this ninja here. Slurping on the screen and shit. And some damn ribs, pasta, and fries. This going to be the ninja telling you ain't got to work out. This going to be the ninja telling you already look good fat.
Nope.
This going to be the ninja telling you not to get fat so he could have something to grab in back shots.
What?
This the ninja telling you you ain't got to get fit because you don't play football or basketball no more. They go order this shit. They down National Harbor. This for my DMV folks. They down at Navy Yard. They up City Center. They up the Capital One Arena ordering this shit. It's getting crazy out here, man. So remember that. Next time you contemplate, well, maybe C Marty's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be working out. You know, maybe I'm taking life too serious. Maybe I need to enjoy life a little bit more.
Nope.
That's who you listening to. And then that's what he's eating. So remember that. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? God damn. That looks disgusting. The biggest, blackest thing I done seen today.
Big back activity.
That's definitely put it in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
That's a whole lot of oil. You got oil from the ribs.
Put it in the oil.
Oil from the fries.
Put it in the oil.
Oil from the pasta.
Put it in the oil.
And oil from whatever that big back sauce is that they putting on top of it.
Put it in the oil.
Can you spell Pepto-Bismol and can't shit for 3 days? I'm not reading that. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I wonder if they pay extra for the tattoo or did it stretch out and this is the my back pregnant guy. No, this is not him.
My back pregnant.
That ain't him. It would be a Bama-ass ninja lusting over putting pasta and fries in a rib bowl.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That Diet Coke comment is icing on the cake. Facts. I didn't even say nothing about that, but you're right. He just looked like that dog in the video. If that dude can finish that whole thing by himself, you know he's really a big back. That's too much protein for me to eat at one time. No diddy.
Strike three, you're out.
That's strike two, Wicked Scorpion. Get a subscription to a Big Back Rib Shack, but don't know where his local gym at. Bars. Nah, bro. Slurp noise is a crime against humanity.
First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's passive.
Yeah, that slurp noise is crazy. My stomach feel bloated just looking at that.
Belly, belly.
I always wonder how they even shit these meals out. It's 1,000 calories on that plate and no vegetables. And that's the thing. They probably don't even shit it out. Enough calories for a week. Bars. Ebony Evans, what up? And yeah, that slurp sound was crazy.
No diddy, you know?
Slurping, that's past pause.
First of all.
Yo, that's past pause.
Yeah, that was crazy. Unfortunately, I got to go playback gang. Holler at you tomorrow morning at the gym. All right, Mike Hawkins. Don't forget the bacon oil. I got you. I got to find it.
Bacon has its own oil!
Facts. Ninjas like fat girls for sex, but not to be with. So they get them pregnant by accident and dip, leaving kids to be raised by the big back, and the cycle continues.
Let him cook!
Whole nother topic for another day. Man, I'm telling you, that's why I be all these deadbeats out here. That's what happened when you snoop around, you're hitting on something you wasn't supposed to be hitting on. She 35 years old?
Nope.
This her last chance trying to get a baby?
Nope.
She going to trap you?
Nope.
She going to get your big belly ass lit?
Nope.
Then she get pregnant. Now she gained 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds.
Nope.
Now you don't want nothing to do with her. You don't want nobody to know that you got that big back pregnant.
Big back activity.
Let me stop. Let me get back to fitness. People legit need their doctor combing their socials. Hey, listen, man. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. They finna cancel me. What we got next, man? Oh, Nigerians. I don't know. Again, I don't know if I have Nigerians on the episode. Nigerians, y'all ninjas fucking the game up too. Y'all fucking the game up. D-Weez. And listen, I'm just going to put it out there because y'all know, some of y'all know one of the ninjas in the video. This ain't a diss at him. This is something that's been going on for a while, right? They lifting big backs.
Big back activity.
I'm getting DMs talking about American men need to learn how to lift big girls and people trolling in my DMs. So that's why I'm putting a video there. So y'all know y'all going to run back and tell him, see, Marty put you in his video on his podcast.
Nope.
Go ahead, tell him. I really don't care. But this shit is ridiculous. Let's check it out. Let's see if he can pick her up. First dude, let's see if he could get her. This is like a new trend. They lifting big backs. Oh, he's struggling. He can't get her. He can't get her. Oh man. Look at it. Oh man. I thought American men need to step it up. These Africans can't even pick her big back ass up.
Big back activity.
Yeah, Americans, they need to. That's why we going to Africa. Take y'all big ass over there then. You see the girl that left the United States and went to Ghana. She trying to bring her ass back.
Nope.
Go ahead, take your ass over there. And she was a big back.
Big back activity.
Not fitness related, but still. All right, second Nigerian ninja. Let's see what's going on. Let's see. Nope.
Nope.
Let's see. What we got? Let's see. He going to try again. Second Nigerian ninja. Let's check him out. Okay.
My leg went out.
His leg went out. He can't do it. How much y'all think she weigh?
My leg went out.
You know she just had some crispy chicken.
That's
Popeye. And she left the draft.
It's Burger King.
There go y'all, man. Goku, go ahead, send it to Goku that I had him on the podcast. Go ahead, tell Goku I put him on there. Yeah, Goku. Okay, Goku. That's them New York ninjas, man. That's New York for you. Goku African, but he's a New Yorker. That's a New Yorker for y'all, man. Yeah, Goku the only one to do it. Let's see what the Mada tribe. Let's see if the Mada tribe could get her. He might get her. He might get her. Yeah. You about to throw your back out, man. I'm telling you right now, y'all ain't getting me to do none of these challenges.
Nope.
Y'all ain't getting me to do none of these. Is this a dyke?
No diddy, you know.
If these ninjas couldn't pick her up in a dyke getter.
No diddy, you know.
Uh-oh. Let's see. What we got? Oh, they she probably hurt her back on there.
My leg went out.
They ain't show the dyke. You know she got hurt.
My back pregnant.
She like the dyke that tried to... They couldn't pick the girl up at the graduation, so they had to get a dude to get her. I'm mad they cut the video off for the dyke, man.
Nope.
Come on, bro. Is that phobic? Hold up. They cut the video off for the dyke. That's phobic, right? That's homophobia? Because that's what they said about me. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. But listen, man. Even fit guys contribute to this culture. I know it's jokes. I know it's entertainment. I know y'all doing y'all job. You're trying to get your likes and engagement. But y'all people don't see, one, the big girls don't see that we're laughing at y'all.
Nope.
We not laughing with y'all.
Nope.
One. So they going to continue their big back ass habits and keep doing what the fuck they doing.
Big back activity.
And y'all ninjas are enabling the behavior because y'all going to pick them up. And then what does that lead to? Not to get explicit. Don't know if your kids are around, but I'm just giving you the warning now. Y'all know what I do on this podcast anyway. Not to get explicit, but you making videos picking them up. So what they say? Oh, he could pick me up in the bedroom. He could pick me up. I might as well just get a gym ninja to pick me up.
Nope.
And y'all just listen. The culture fucked up. I can get on the podcast as much as I want here, right? I ain't changing. I'm going to make an impact, but not that much with these ninjas out here. These women already looking for a reason to stay fat, and y'all just adding to it. But it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. am I lying? Y'all let me know if I'm lying. Y'all let me know if it's straight cap.
Stop the cap.
Y'all let me know, man. D. Weez, what's up, my guy?
Welcome to the show.
Learn how to lift big girls, go lift that ass, and go to the gym. They don't want to do that. I ain't risking getting a hernia, throwing my back out for a fat, sloppy, built black woman. They going to say you hate black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Turkey legs crazy. Them knees about to give out.
My leg went out.
John Cena ain't lifting that. The ancestors have told him no. Yep, that's Goku pump for you. Tell Goku pump. I say what up when y'all go snitch and tell him I put his video on here. Tell him I said what up. His ankle's gonna go inward. Facts. She weighs bare minimum 400. She could be close to 400. Bro fighting demons trying to pick her up, and why are all the dudes getting fit but the females can't? Dom DeMarco, 350, it's a ninja somewhere saying she's thick. And I'm saying,
that's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Full ass heavyweight.
Boy, ain't no weight, boy.
The power of Black Panther can't help him. Facts. Yeah, Goku Pump is pretty popular, man. 400 plus pounds. Ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Do these head ass. I'm not doing those head ass. Yep, Goku Pump. Her leg look like a big ass yank. She folding like towels. Hey, where Daniel Shannon at, man? I got to show Daniel Shannon this video, man. She bigger than Vince Wilfork. Need a forklift to lift her up. Bars. And she pick up her fork too damn much. And I don't give a fork how much she weigh. I ain't lifting her big ass. Bars. She just won the Autumn Wakanda and just the pregame for her getting folded later. Every other culture laughs. It's embarrassing. And not because others are laughing. It's because we don't want to do better.
We do not care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
She want big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Goku Pump a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Tell him I say Goku Pump a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
When ninjas gas fat hoes, they only ever mention sex. Never their physical or mental well-being. And I have, bro, I can't even say this, but these fitness ninjas out here are fucking the game up. I seen it firsthand. I can't tell y'all this. I wish I could. I seen it firsthand, bro. I got a crazy story for y'all. This is the one story I can't tell. All them ninjas are going to get hernias with these big back challenges, though. Shy, what up? AC Marty, you got smoke with Goku Pump? Nah, that's my man, man. Tell Goku Pump I said what up, man. That's my guy, man. Shout out Goku Pump, man. He good peoples, man. Tell Goku Pump I said what up, man. I'm just saying, people going... I ain't got no smoke with Goku, but people going to go to Goku and try to make it seem like I got smoke with him, because they do that with everybody I talk about on the podcast. People done went to clients and told them I got smoke with them on the podcast.
Nope.
I lost a client because she was like, why are you talking about me on your podcast?
Nope.
I ain't even say your name. Nobody knows who I'm talking about. Nobody even knows you on the podcast. So even if I did say your name, nobody freaking cares. And if you don't want to be on here, you shouldn't have did that dumb shit you did. You lucky I kept you anonymous. Anyway, Wicked Scorpion, he's the ninja that say, do these. Got a fit ninja at my job that be messing with them big backs. Yeah, listen, some of the fitness influencers you follow, I seen it firsthand. I'm not going to say names. I'm like, should I even, fuck it, I'll tell the story.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
So I pulled up on these fitness influencers. I'm not going to say who, obviously. I pulled up on these fitness influencers. Well known, too. Y'all know, some of y'all probably follow these ninjas. We were shooting some content together. I'm in there cooling and shit, you know. They pull out the bottle of alcohol. I'm like, I thought he was doing content. But anyway, so ninjas is drinking. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want nothing. Because you got to be careful drinking around people. I just be careful. I don't drink around everybody. So I ain't drink. These ninjas drinking. Next thing you know, they like, yeah, my junk pulling up.
Big back activity.
How are you one of the fittest specimens on earth and you got a big joint pulling up?
Big back activity.
Crazy. I seen it firsthand. These ninjas is crazy. Modern dating, I've got to stay fit, but you can be fat. That's how it is nowadays. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today.
Dom DeMarco.
Um, real quick, we're just going to look at how selfish fat people can be. And get prepare your ears. This is like an annoying noise. But we got people at the grocery store breaking the motor scooters for fat people. Okay, not for fat, for disabled people. Let's check it out. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
How you so big? One, that you about to break the damn cart for disabled people.
Nope.
Two, how you so big and damn selfish?
Nope.
That you making that loud noise, I know you hear it. And you don't even care.
Nope.
You so selfish and fat that you just going to ride through the store, annoy everyone.
Nope.
Hurt everyone's ears.
Nope.
That is an annoying noise, sensitive noise.
Nope.
And you just think that everyone is supposed to adapt to your fat ass.
Big back activity.
That noise is worse than hearing this around the store. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? There has been too much acceptance for big back behavior. And for the consequences of big back behavior.
Big back activity.
This is ridiculous. If you that big and you can't ride on the shopping cart, you need to deliver your groceries. You need to get on Instacart or DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, whatever. That's what you need to do. Or you need to have them had a little service that comes out. You go to the parking spot and they bring your groceries out. That right there is just selfish as fuck. What the hell is wrong with these big backs? What the hell?
Big back activity.
It's ridiculous, man. Get his big back ass off the screen. Let's keep this episode going. Ridiculous, man. Steph said the ghetto. And it's got to be at Walmart, too. Glad I go to Target. Yeah, I don't fool with Walmart. The one Walmart that's around here is the ghetto and it's in the ghetto.
Nope.
So we go right to Target. Little Target cool. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all canceled it for DEI and all that.
Nope.
Don't get me started on that because
I'm not gonna say gonna change the subject. What race, what people
motherfucker couldn't even look him in the eye when he rolled by, shaking my head. Wally was screaming for help. That thing screaming for help. If he's in great shape and she's a big joint, she's probably a pick Misha and paying for Buddy to stay around. No comment. I can't go that far. And this is the reason why AI will revolt against us. Yes, absolutely, Frost Knight. Y'all got to think, man. I know this don't apply to y'all on the podcast. But the more they promote being lazy, I'm not even going to get into politics on this one, but the more they promote being lazy, the more they promote accept me as I am, eat whatever you want, life's hard, so I went through something, so I became a fat fuck. The more they encourage this, and the more AI takes over, it's going to start, you know, maybe not, well, it's going to take jobs, maybe not necessarily take jobs, but, you know, if yeah, it is going to take jobs. You got to be the best of the best. You got to be the cream of the crop. You got to have a certain mindset if you want to be competitive in business and be competitive in this workforce as AI comes to take over. So you're getting this big back ass mindset. You're going to get left in the dust, bro. And it's one thing to be fat, but it's not okay to be fat and broke. That's not okay. This is the world's first inanimate object to squeak. Exactly. Big Spider in the building. If you or your mama was in the line at LAX today for that free bottle, don't watch the podcast. I don't even know what you're talking about, bro. he got to buy two plane tickets. Facts. I mean, just the portions that fat people eat is selfish. Definitely selfish as fuck. The Target employee is getting hurt the most, not the higher-ups. That's why I said I'm not even about to go in on the Target topic, because that shit just the employees getting hurt. And then for myself, for example, I used to invest in Target. I'm not going to go on a tangent on why I used to invest in them, but they're a great company. Thank God I sold all my shares. You know how many black people have invested and buy a stock in Target and have shares of Target and losing money? Let me shut up. Not enough WD-40 in the world. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. It's Sunday, man. Live on a Sunday. Hey, live on a Sunday. What we got next, man? Fluffy men. Oh, this girl's going to tell you how she feels about fluffy men. Let's check it out.
Men that have more body fat than me. As a man, you have ample energy every day. I only feel like you as a woman for 1 week out of the month. In an entire month, you wake up.
I thought they like dad bods.
And go to sleep every day with 100% energy.
Uh-oh. Okay?
Also, you burn fat and put on muscle like this. So you know how hard it is for me to burn fat and put on muscle? As a woman, I have a fupa.
How you built like a woman?
An eternal fupa that will never go anywhere just because I'm a woman and my body's trying to store fat to protect my freaking ovaries. Do you know how hard it is? How long I've tried to burn the fat in my lower stomach, and it's just, it's not ever going to go anywhere because I'm a
it could go somewhere.
A woman?
Unless it was, never mind.
And I'm supposed to date a man who naturally doesn't have these problems, and you have more body fat than me?
Nope.
Fuck that.
Having more body fat than your girl is crazy, fellas.
Nah, I'm not doing it. If you're a man, you should not have any, no more body fat than me. What is your reason? What is your excuse?
He a big back. He lazy. He big back. He lazy.
And then if you're dating me, I know how I look is a part of the reason you're dating me. So you're supposed to look at me all day and I'm supposed to do what?
Hey, listen, fellas, the lady's not having that shit. A lot of y'all fellas too content with not only having more body fat than your woman.
Nope.
But a lot of y'all fellas are built like women. A lot of y'all fellas got hips, thighs, and paws. Never mind, I'm not even gonna say that because that's crazy. Y'all gonna clip that and make that go viral.
No diddy, you know.
But a lot of y'all fellas have to get it together. You can come here and do all the dad bod talk. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Y'all could come here and do all of that. And all I got to say to that, all of y'all that don't want to get in the gym, that's coming up with bitch-ass excuses.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
They're not trying to hear that shit, bro. I'm telling you. I always tell y'all, go to her social media, see what pictures of men she's liking. It's more than likely fit men. Not necessarily six-pack, but somewhat fit, showing some type of muscle. Fellas, look like a masculine man, bro. It's too many feminine-built men out here.
No diddy, you know?
That shit ain't cool, bro. And I got to get on y'all, ladies, because a lot of y'all encourage that shit. Encouragement. Eat what you want. Do whatever. Show your feminine side.
Nope.
But you're not pressing for him.
Nope.
So fellas, when you hear women say that shit, do not listen. Trust me. Trust the men on this podcast. We're gonna tell you the truth, and you know we gotta go. And it is what it is. Real talk. Where we at in these comments, man? Not 100% energy. Just wake up to do what we need to do. Absolutely. To be honest, we need more women who think like this. Absolutely. And you might hear a woman say, well, I don't really care what his body looks like. He could have a little bit of belly. That woman threw the towel in. That woman couldn't get what she wanted, so she's settling. If she could choose, you're not that bad built dad body is not the first choice, bro.
Nope.
I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all. That's all love, fellas. Ladies, can you imagine a grown man on top of you breathing heavy and sweating chunk funk telling you whose pussy is this? I'm just saying. Target is a signal to other companies not to invest in us because of how we act in the second they make a business decision that doesn't appease one side of the aisle. Seth, we could go in on that topic, bro. I'm going to start talking about other shit on this channel. Motherfuckers going to start hating me and unsubscribing, but I really don't care. Any dude that listens to the dad bod nonsense deserves to get clowned on. Yep.
What?
She said, not happening. Nope.
Nope.
A lot of men are pear-shaped and have moobs. A lot of people only got high standards on social media, and they baby mamas and baby daddies don't meet none of them. He right. Absolutely right. Where'd you get those standards from? Why you ain't had them standards when you was getting the club shot up? Why you ain't had them standards when you was shooting up the club? It's 2025 and folks still want to be unhealthy and zesty. Make it make sense.
No Diddy, you know. First of all,
that's past pause.
Yo, nah, for real though, man. It's like, you know, the men, it's gotta be in the food too. Because I hear a man on social media, a quote unquote straight man, and he sounds zesty as shit.
No Diddy, you know.
Like it's no way a woman saw that and it turned her on. It's her, and when she heard that voice.
No Diddy, you know.
It's a lot of zest fest out here, man. Fellas, get your eating right, man. It's taking your testosterone away, man. Statistically, black men less overweight than every demo besides Asian men, but black people are still the most overweight because of our women are in far worse shape than any other women. And it's the truth, man. And like my black women, when you see a comment like that, what y'all tend to do is y'all blame it on the men, one, or what y'all say is the statistics aren't the same. The statistics are lies. Now, black women, y'all can't do that, because what y'all can't do is, if you're going to say that these statistics are lies and they're inaccurate, but when a statistic comes out in favor of black women, when it says y'all buy more houses than black men, or y'all get more degrees than black men, y'all online shitting on men, on black men. Anytime it's a statistic in black women's favor, y'all use that to shit on us. But the moment people point out what's true, and whether it's BMI or not, because a lot of people be like, well, the BMI number is wrong because I could be fit and muscle and da 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 da. Okay, take out the people with muscle who are active, who the BMI stat doesn't apply to. You know damn well if you live in a black neighborhood or grew up in a black neighborhood, you go to your local grocery store anywhere, there's going to be a surplus of fat black women. There's going to be a surplus of black fat women. It's a fact.
I got beans, greens, singing potatoes, this. Tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
I'm just saying. Tell me if I'm lying. Fupa is subcutaneous fat, not visceral fat. Visceral fat covers her reproductive system. Subcutaneous fat is the fat underneath your skin that you can't see and grab. She just got a bum more fat. Don't forget, if you try to correct these motherfuckers, they'll say you're gay, but they glazing the zesty ninjas that put out bullshit. Crazy. We had the man on here a couple weeks ago. The gay man was a dating coach telling women to stay fat. And women who are seeking straight men won't listen to a straight man say, hey, I want my woman in the gym. I want her to be fit. You know, at least I want a woman working towards it. Y'all won't listen to him. But y'all go listen to a gay ninja who's getting bent over by another gay ninja. And that's not a diss at gay people at all, because I know I got gay people in the audience. Shout out to y'all. It's all love. But I'm just keeping it real. The message of this is like, ladies, y'all got to stop listening to people encouraging y'all to stay fat. That's fucking crazy. Especially if it's a man who's not even seeking your reproductive organs for pleasure. Let me chill before I get canceled. Make sure y'all hit the like button. It's good content, man. When the women say dad bod, they mean a bulky guy before a cut. They just don't understand what they are saying. Exactly. We had the video last week, I believe it was, when the girl said it could. She wants a fit dad bod. Which means a fit bod, right? Just not somebody who's super lean, but like probably like a football type body or wrestling type body. Pause. A fit dad bod. That's what that is referring to. DEI didn't benefit us that much. They still sell black hair care products. Yep.
What?
Whole nother topic. Like I said, I gotta just start talking about other shit on my page, man. They getting advice from that lip gloss ninja.
No diddy, you know?
Yeah. Ladies, yeah. Ladies, y'all can't value the opinions of people who don't even date y'all.
Nope.
More than the men who are trying to date y'all. Shit is fucking crazy. The black community's cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
The black community's so cooked, man. A chick posted she wanted a dude with a dad bod like Jason Kelce. This dude is a Hall of Fame athlete, and they don't have any clue. How are you going to call Jason Kelce a dad bod? Do you know how freakish athletically this guy is? Jason Kelce is a specimen. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Oh, my God. Ladies, we're cooked. Anyway, this is a little bit unrelated to fitness, but it happened at a gym. It happened at Planet Fitness. This gym manager was trying to kick out people before it closed because of his personal responsibilities outside of work. So we just gonna talk about how gyms have bullshit employees too.
Fuck out, bro, before I violate you. I'm not playing with you, bro. Get out, bro. Get the fuck. I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to get.
I got you on video.
I don't care what you have. I close my gym early because I have to clean it. If I don't clean it, I get in trouble. I don't care what.
You could just start cleaning 45 minutes early.
What time we close? What time do I close? I close my gym early because I have to clean it. If I don't clean it, I get in trouble. Get the fuck out, bro. Get out. You want to be so tough? Put that phone down and do something real tough.
Why everybody in the gym just think they a tough guy all of a sudden?
Nope.
Why do ninjas get around weights and think that they Incredible Hulk or some shit?
Nope.
Since you want to be a tough guy, get the fuck out, bro.
That's that New York ninjas, man.
You're done. Get out. And I promise you, you won't have a membership after this. Yep. Bro, I'll take the write-up. I don't care. He already called for police to come. If you guys don't come, I'm going to close the gym. Listen. Every day we close the gym 45 minutes early so we can clean it.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
And this is no shade at anybody that works front desk, but I just got to keep it real because I've managed gyms before. You can't be front desk making minimum wage and thinking that you own the company or run the gym. Ninja, you're there to follow the freaking rules. If the gym closes at 11, you can't be cleaning up at 10:15. I hope his dumbass got fired because that right there is ridiculous. Exactly, KG. Ninjas. Ridiculous. Employee trying to fight even though he looks like he doesn't go despite the discount he gets for working. He definitely ain't hitting no weights. He in there for the check, and he don't use his free gym membership at all. You get what you pay for. That's a fact. You got to spend that bread if you want a good gym. You get what you pay for. Gyms like that always have a bunch of bullshit and idiot staff members. And idiot gym members. $10 a month. That's facts. He is about to lose his job trying to be extra tough. What's good, Z? Now, I'd be pissed if someone tried to close early on me. Hell
nope.
Yeah. Dog, what? Especially you get in there, you take your pre-workout, you got your playlist going. Let's say you started your workout, you got a nice little pump going, and somebody tried to ruin your shit like that. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I know I would have for sure crashed out. that's a guaranteed crash out. For sure. I don't play about my workouts. He really about to be off now.
Dom DeMarco.
He only there for the pizza and bagels. Light skinned YNs always be about to crash out.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
you know, black people.
No, no.
He about to lose his job and squabble at the same time. Crazy. He about to work with Tommy.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Tell myself, man, you know I got a job, head ass. Man, you know where I work at, head ass. I'm sure that fool lost his job after being made famous online. How ghetto.
What?
Exactly. Hey, kid, go re-rack the weights and do your job.
What?
Beat it, kid.
What?
Get the fuck out of my face.
What?
Oh, man, y'all funny as hell, bruh. Hey, listen, man, like I said, I'm killing y'all today, man. Oh, man. What we got next, man? Let me see. Do I got any more? Do I got any more in my folder? Nah, bro. I think that's it for today. Oh, I got one here. This ain't a funny video. This is just some fitness advice. We gonna end on a little fitness convo, and we gonna get up out of here. He about to work out at Richie with the noon crew like me. With the no job ninjas.
Nope.
With 6'8".
Nope.
He lucky all he lost was his job and not his jaw for how he was talking. That's what I'm saying. He do that to the wrong person. You're getting guaranteed crash out for sure. All right. This last clip, we got Dan Go here talking about taking care of your body in your 40s and before your 40s. Let's check it out.
I realized when I turned 40 is that you will see two types of people. Those who took care of their bodies and those who didn't. A 2021 Stanford study found that age accelerates at two points, one at the age of 45 and the next one at the age of 60. At 45, your protein synthesis, mitochondrial function, and immune signaling all start to shift fast. By 60, those changes can accelerate again. Muscle loss speeds up, recovery slows, energy tanks.
As you get older, you decline faster. We talk about it all the time.
These are the crucial times where the work you've been putting into your body shows or the lack of attention you're putting into it becomes apparent. Right now, you can change your lifestyle and dramatically change the way these markers affect how you feel. And if there are three things that I would focus on, it would be muscle, movement, and nutrition. So muscle is your insurance and retirement plan that's going to keep you functional, especially as you age. The foods you eat are...
not Ozempic and not Wegovy. And I did skip a video, so we're not leaving the podcast.
Daily investments, they are going to be dictating your mood and energy. And the amount of steps you take on an everyday basis is like compound interest that's going to pay off when everyone else is slowing down.
The older you get, you got to work out more. You got to continue the shit even more.
So if you're in your 20s or 30s and you're watching this, please start doing something now so you can enter your 40s at your best. And if you're 40 plus, I just want to let you know it's not too late. You can still change the direction of the ship. You can still move the needle in a positive way with your body, but you need to start now. And I created a free guide that breaks down the exact metabolism protocol we use to help our clients 2x their fat loss results. Follow me and comment healthy, and I'll send it to you.
Listen, if you're in your 20s or 30s, watching now, you better get tomorrow, Monday. Start on the Monday. Start tomorrow. Get to it ASAP and keep it up because you're going to regret it. It's going to be harder, not only physically, but it's going to be harder mentally to get yourself in that mode to get that shit going. So you don't want to fall off too much, man. Take that advice. Don't get triggered by it. And I'm killing y'all today. And I forgot, we did have a video of a black woman.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hold up. Got some comments here first. These big backs in their 20s have no clue how hard the next stages of life will be. That is a fact. And not Monjaro nor Hims. Them not the solutions, brother. Do some damn cardio. I never saw stores close early to clean. They do it after the regular closing time. Exactly. We got this black girl here trying Wegovy. Let's check it out.
Okay, I just got the light bulb.
All right, y'all.
Did she say I should have just got lipo? Hold on. Hold on. If you don't like Wiggle V, the solution isn't to join the lipo league. Hold up.
It's okay. I should have just got the lipo.
All right, y'all. I'm doing my first. I got my tummy out.
That's a lot of tummy.
I got to get rid of this fat. I have Wiggle V.
Come here. Smell this.
And my friend is here.
To help me.
And I have my bestie, who's an RN.
Hey, black woman, seriously, man, black woman, man, y'all got to do better. When y'all lose that fat and lose the weight, y'all beautiful, man. Y'all got to have higher standards for yourselves and stop this lazy ass shit.
She's gonna help me and walk me through this. Sissy, so it goes here, right on my belly.
Yeah, down lower. Where the fat at? Yeah.
All right. So you got to clean the section. That's what they do in Grey's Anatomy.
I'm sorry. Black community is embarrassing.
They clean the site, right?
Let it dry.
Okay.
Like, whatever you're doing to get that big-ass stomach, why do you think a shot is a solution? Like, I understand I'm a trainer. I understand I have a level of education and experience that most people don't have. But it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, okay, I did this to get here. Why not stop doing that shit to get back to here where I fucking started? That shit just doesn't make sense to me.
So it don't burn as much?
As much?
When you stab it.
You shouldn't have told her that.
I'm nervous. This is what it looks like. I have 4 doses. I'm scared. I literally can't even breathe. What? Y'all no, see no, this no stomach? You would think I'm pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Look at my stomach. Okay. Pull the pin catch straight off your pin. Okay.
And recording like this shit is like, this is a flex to do. This is embarrassing.
Push the pin firmly against your skin and keep applying pressure until the yellow bar has stopped moving. You will hear 2 clicks during the injection. Click 1, the injection has started. Click 2, the injection is ongoing. Are you going to be able to see the sign?
I'm going to put it upward so we can both see it, if you want to see it. Okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Taylor, I'm scared.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Just push it, Taylor.
Oh, God.
But can you stop? Taylor!
It's okay.
It's okay. I should have just got the lipo.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
No, it's okay.
Okay, breathe.
Nah, don't cry now.
Shut your bitch ass.
Don't cry now.
Breathe.
It'll be quick. It's quick. It's quick.
Don't cry now.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pushing firmly. You did it! Okay, I can pull now.
It was too quick.
Day 1.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You know, first of all, ladies, that's not the solution. There was somebody arguing with me today on TikTok about this shit. Like, she had kids. Like, bro, come on. Y'all, ladies, this is not the way. This is ridiculous, man. Let's get in these comments, dog. Ew. Z said, I don't know, that's a disgusted face. The black community is going to have a conversation about the lipo BBL culture, and I'm here for it. Stomach shots like she got rabies. Belly. I know she smells horrible. She looked like a good 8 months pregnant.
My back pregnant.
She said the diet don't work for her the same in the comments, literally.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Willing to try everything except eat right and work out. Go to the gym. It's a different kind of pain and less painful than this shit. Eat less, move more, prioritize protein. Start there. You can't go wrong. You start there, you're not going to regret it. Lipo more invasive, though. How that makes sense. Wouldn't surprise me if these companies ain't sponsoring these regular people injecting themselves on camera to increase the appeal. Absolutely. That's why you got to be careful with what you listen to. What is WeGoV exactly? I think is WeGoV a GLP-1? Somebody look that up for me. I think it's another GLP-1 weight loss drug. Well, not weight loss drug. Considered a weight loss drug, but another GLP-1 that's similar to diabetes medicine like Ozempic. Hot take. Black women's main problem is they only care about the opinion of other black women. Any chick who prioritizes black men's opinion wind up in a better situation. Like, this is my thing. Black women, I know this is off a little topic off of fitness, but just think, and you know, of course, you got men that push back on what women say, of course, but overall, men and black men, we will listen to what a woman likes / wants, and we'll be like, okay, cool, bet, right? We'll listen to it. But it, for some reason, and this is women too, but black women will be like, oh, I ain't listening to a ninja. A ninja don't know S.
Nope.
But you want these ninjas to cuff y'all. What kind of sense do that make? Seth Chill, you about to have the FBI checking on this. Uh-oh. The FBI. See, Marty was shutting the podcast down. Can't do it anymore. Make sure they see the product name when you inject, and that 5K is yours. Wow, facts. They little bamas be in college, and they mother still blame the fat on their kids. Kid dunking a basketball, you still blaming the kid. The kid is a starter at Duke now, about to get drafted, you still blaming the kid.
He's back!
Kid got drafted, he in the playoffs with Steph Curry, you still blaming the kid.
He's back!
Any black woman with a real alpha male in her corner is going to go further than a chick who just has a bunch of girlfriends and gay besties.
No diddy, you know?
He said it, not me. Get in that gym, absolutely. She looks 6 months pregnant.
My back pregnant.
It is a GLP-1. So WeGoV is another GLP-1. WeGoV, Mounjaro, Ozempic, all the same shit. Okay, that's what I thought, but I ain't wanna say the wrong shit. It's supposed to be for diabetics, but well, you know. Oh, this too.
Bitch, that become my food with B&B.
You know, black people.
No.
That shot won't get rid of all of that. She need to hit the gym to get a flat stomach, and that will be sustainable without the side effects. They don't even know the side effects to it, but changing your diet and exercising have no side effects. They listen to Ace Metaphor and Derek Jackson, but this is a fitness podcast. Hey, hold up, yo. Off topic, how Ace Metaphor just out here now on podcast after he was lying to women and smashing all the joints on his podcast? That's not crazy. And black women, y'all be getting finessed out here. Black women be getting finessed out here, bro. Black women, you better start listening to the good black men in your life. And white women and Hispanic women, y'all better listen to the good men in y'all lives too. What do you think the reason is that some black women don't want to exercise? If y'all want the honest answer, yes, y'all do. Let's give the honest answer. For some reason, anything that black women see associated to white women, they're not going to do. So working out specifically, they look at it like it's a white thing to do overall. They look at it as they're supposed to be curvy. So somehow curvy in their mind means stay fat as fuck. They're uneducated on muscle and that they can still have curves. And if they decide to lose some weight, it means they're being white. That's why a lot of women don't work out. Just being honest. Or they'll say their man likes it. Right? That's the real shit. That's the real shit. I mean, if I'm wrong or if I'm missing something, y'all let me know. Looks like the statue at Times Square. All facts, LOL. Two ninjas who clearly work out but will never tell them to get in the gym. Her friend a nurse, and she need to be ashamed of herself for being a part of that. We gotta have an honest talk about nurses. Nurses, not all. A lot of nurses are pretty fucking pitiful.
Nope.
Lifestyle, habits, and the shit that they promote, it's fucking awful.
Nope.
And you're in charge of people's lives. That's crazy. And don't go to the gym at all. With muscles, they'll have better curves. Absolutely. When he got exposed, he lost his single bitter mac and cheese arm crowd. They're going to be back soon because he back pandering with Cam Newton. A lot of black people, a lot of black women think working out and being thin is pick me behavior. Plus, black men have low standards. So they figure we don't care about fitness like that.
Nope.
A lot of black women in a cold war with white women for white men's attention. But this is a fitness podcast. You guys are going to get me canceled. And the black women, it's all love. We just speaking facts. It don't mean we hate y'all. One of my former clients was a nurse who actually worked out and went to go train with me. I'm proud of her. Good shit. I work in a hospital. I got endless stories about nurses and CNAs. Yeah, there's some wicked stories about them, man. Nurses getting big as hell, too.
We do not care.
Nurses need to watch the podcast. Yeah, that's wild to me. And people get mad every time I talk about it because for some reason, if you say nurses are out of shape, they'll ask me if I have a medical degree. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
Nope.
I don't need no medical degree to see that your back big as shit.
Big back activity.
I don't need a medical degree to see that you fat as fuck.
Big back activity.
We're cooked. Shit's crazy, man. Our women more sensitive about their hair, and the gym isn't a hair-sensitive place, and that discourages some. That's another one. That's absolutely another one. Every time nurses order food, they always got to order soda. They never want to drink water. Insane, bro. Hey, man, another fire episode on Let's Bunch of Smoke Crunches podcast. Definitely fire episode. They got degrees and they still didn't learn nothing in high school, because if they did, they wouldn't be big back.
Big back activity.
Fun fact, a lot of hospitals have gyms on site. It's not just for rehab. Staff have access, but they don't use it. IG filters and wigs and lashes can make mid look good even if she's a big back. That's another one. Plus dating apps, they could just take a picture neck up. But it's a fitness podcast. Nurse be getting clapped at work and go home to her husband. Don't ask how I know. CNAs ain't never got a man. Listen, bro. I could say some shit right now, but but I'm cool, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Would I date a nurse ever again?
Nope.
Oh, they're going to cancel me. Oh, man. Anyway, I really don't give a fuck. Do what you got to do. It is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Hey, man, go ahead and follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. You watching right here. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. There was a whole TikTok that went viral last year of that exact situation. Yep. Hey, but anyway, man, we'll be live again Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, maybe 8:30. We'll see. Somewhere around that time, man. I'm at the point now where it's just kind of, it's still up in the air, but I will be here. And again, I appreciate y'all. They always angry, got endless kids and student loan debt. Yeah, we're out of here. Anyway, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all Wednesday. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.